All right, so Anthony Gonzon, you're a wildlife biologist with the Division of Fish and Wildlife, and you've come across a number of wildlife vagrants, particularly birds. And I'm wondering, you know, as a scientist, you know, what do you do with these vagrant sightings?
Vagrant sightings can be very important for management of wildlife resources. When you have a vagrant, you have what is really an anomaly in normal migration patterns or normal distribution of specific bird types. When you have a vagrant, it could very well provide information about something that may be rare or uncommon in a local, regional, or national level, and provide other scientists with information about how to better manage their species.
Right. And what causes, say, a bird species that doesn't belong in Delaware to blow off course and come to Delaware?
There could be a number of reasons why something might show up here when it doesn't typically do that during any particular time of the year. One of the most common factors is likely weather. Birds that migrate are often at the mercy of the weather. If they are moving at night and, you know, a storm system comes through as they move, they may be blown off course by, you know, maybe just a few miles or even hundreds of miles. Also, population size tends to result in vagrancies. In years where certain birds might have very explosive growth, some of the juvenile birds, as they're leaving the nesting territories, tend to wander or are prone to wandering and may show up pretty much anywhere within certain ranges of their population centers.
Okay, and can you pick an example?
One that we frequently see here in Delaware would be a white ibis. It's a long-legged wader similar to the great blue herons and other egrets that we see in places like Bombay Hook. These birds, they're southern breeders. They breed in Florida, Georgia, I believe all the way up into the Carolinas. And during the summer months, particularly later summer, once the young have left the nest, oftentimes we will see those young show up, just one or two birds usually, but show up in places like Bombay Hook or Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge on our coastal impoundments.
I see. And at what point might a vagrant become, you know, a resident of Delaware?
Well, some of the information we learned from the recent Delaware Breeding Bird Atlas, which ended in 2012, was that some of our birds that don't show up here annually or may show up here annually do tend to stick here. Something like the pine siskin, which is a small finch. Every so often we have eruption years where thousands of these birds might move down from Canada when food resources are not the greatest. I believe it was in 2009 or 2010, near Redden State Forest, these birds decided they were going to stay here for the summer and actually started nesting here, producing one of the very few records we have of that species nesting in the state of Delaware.
Wow. And tell me about a vagrant that's shown up this year.
Probably the most recent vagrant that's shown up is a burrowing owl, which is a species that is endemic to southern Florida and the southwestern U.S.
Okay. And any idea, you know, where this particular burrowing owl came from and why it came here?
Well, we don't have any proof or any direct evidence to suggest which population this owl came from, but the assumption would be that it probably came from the southwestern population. Those birds tend to be migratory, and therefore, because they're migratory, they tend to be prone to vagrancy, at least at some level. Why it chose Delaware is a very good question. You know, that happens to be where it landed. I don't know if we'll ever know the true answer to that.
And there's, you know, given the, you know, the public conversation that's going on about climate change and warming temperatures, how much does that intersect with, you know, these vagrant birds?
For many vagrancies, it's very difficult to identify exactly what caused them to show up in these strange places. In terms of climate change, because vagrants are so few and far between, and because there's so many different types of birds that are prone to vagrancy, it'd be really difficult to say exactly whether or not climate change was causing any vagrancies. The only exception might be that changing weather patterns, more intense and frequent storms, could lead to a higher pattern of vagrancy for migrant birds.
And, you know, you've come across a number of vagrants yourself. What is that feeling like of coming across a bird that you usually don't see in Delaware?
Oh, it's you know, for somebody who likes to watch wildlife or photograph wildlife like I do, it can be very exciting to find some of these vagrants, particularly when it's a species that may have never been recorded in the state or the region before. Taking the time to really get to observe a vagrant, to identify its different field marks, its behaviors, and see something that, you know, in the end, not a whole lot of people will really get to share that experience.
And can you tell me about a specific experience you've had in finding a bird that's been out of place?
Here in Delaware, one of the best records I've ever seen or ever had happens to be a bird called a wood sandpiper. It showed up, I believe, in 2009 or 2010 down at Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. Now, unfortunately, I wasn't the one that found it, but it was probably one of the most exciting birds I had ever seen. It looked very similar to some of our other local shorebirds. So actually getting down there and without the help of anyone, being able to locate that bird in the mix of probably thousands of other birds, and then to watch it and observe it and be able to separate it from the other species that we more expect during that time of the year, really made the whole sighting, you know, something that I'll never forget.